They say bad things come in threes, and so it was for Tony Abbott today. First, there was that Bernie Banton episode. Then he arrived late for his debate with Labour's Nicola Roxon. And finally, he was caught muttering imprecations to her during the handshake and photo opportunity afterwards. Our chief political correspondent, Chris Yeoman.
What's the sound of one person debating? Well, this.
I'm sure I'm going to win a lot of votes, particularly if I'm the only person who is prepared to debate myself on health policy.
Labour's health spokeswoman, Nicola Roxon, was supposed to be confronting her counterpart in a televised debate at the National Press Club. But unfortunately, when 12:30 rolled around and the live broadcast began, Tony Abbott was nowhere to be seen. But Press Club President Ken Randall ploughed on stoically.
Health today was the Shadow Minister, Nicola Roxon, who is here, and the Minister, Tony Abbott, who's on his way.
The Health Minister had spent the morning in Melbourne, where he joined Team Howard announcing a $300 million health plan. But alas, that ran overtime. So for the first half hour of this debate, he ceded the floor to his opponent.
Labor's determination to focus on the health outcomes of the next generation and the changing community needs have shaped the breadth of our health agenda.
By the time it rolled round to questions from journalists, it all got vaguely ridiculous.
I was going to put this question to Tony Abbott, and perhaps we'll get a chance there.
I could do an impersonation if it helps. My office tells me it's quite good.
Finally, at 4 minutes past one, the minister arrived.
Minister.
First of all, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being so patient. I didn't wish to make such a grand entrance. I really do apologise for it, but even in election campaigns, sometimes things go awry.
And after briefly outlining the government's achievements on health, moved to claim the future.
The key challenge for our health systems is public hospitals. In the last decade, they have become the problem part of our health system because of mismanagement by the state Labor governments.
But Nicola Roxon wasn't about to let this golden moment go, and she continued to needle her opponent all the way to the finish line.
I mean, this is mea culpa month, I think, for Tony Abbott. I'm sorry we didn't invest in the public hospitals. I'm sorry we didn't plan for the workforce. I'm sorry I offended Bernie Banton, and now I'm sorry I offend a whole national TV audience.
As the debate ended and the combatants shook hands, it was obvious that this day and Nicola Roxon was getting under Tony Abbott's skin. After the debate, the minister had to deal with reports that the federal takeover of the Mersey Hospital in northern Tasmania has been delayed.
Will you apologise to the patients of the Mersey for not delivering?
We have delivered on our commitment. And as I made crystal clear in my press release, we, the Commonwealth, will begin funding that hospital on Thursday. What hasn't happened is the state government delivering on its commitment. The state government has not yet organised a licence for the Commonwealth to operate the hospital. The state government has not yet provided us with the information we need for contracts, for the supply of services to be transferred. To the state government's credit, it has said that it is prepared to continue to run the Mersey Hospital until such time as these matters can be funded. But to demonstrate the good faith of the Commonwealth, we will be paying for the operation of the hospital as of this Thursday.
And then add another sorry to a sorry day.
Look, this has been a big day for apologising for me, and again I apologise, I really do. The last thing I would want is to give the Labor Party undiluted access to an ABC broadcast for a half an hour. That is the last thing I would want, believe me. I would want to contest the space. Believe me, I would want to contest that space. But it was just impossible to go here.
Federal Health Minister Tony Abbott ending Chris Yeoman's report.